Today, I have...
I'm still missing a one.
You're missing a one?
Mm-hmm.
If there's an extra one lying around, that's it. Today, I have... Okay. I have a beautiful Hamot Yilechem Min Ha'aretz puzzle. I have Humpty Dumpty Saturday Night puzzle. I just like bringing Humpty Dumpty. Okay. Walk in normally. Walk in normally. Walk right in normally. Confidently. Be confident.
I didn't know she was going to
go. Okay. Okay. That's fine. I also have, I have Cheerios. I have an orange. Mm-hmm. With a knife. I have a Magna Doodle. They don't do it well. They do Etch a Sketch. This is a Magna Doodle.
They're friends. They're friends.
It's a takeoff of it.
I have letters. Oh, I have a soda. Yes.
Thank you. It doesn't matter. We're allowed to bring New York into this.
And I also have soda, and I also have Scrabble and numbers. Numbers. Okay. So what do all these have to do with each other? Today we're going to learn about writing. Okay. So you say, Rabbi, you don't have a pen, which is true, because nobody I know, unless you're a doctor, has to write on Shabbos. And when you're a doctor, I'm not going to be talking about medical situations for doctors today. I'm not talking about doctors today because that's a specific situation. And if you're a medical doctor, there are one here, then you have to talk to your rabbi, which you have, about that particular issue. Right. Okay. So now, so we'll start, as we always do, we're going to start from the sources, and then we're going to see how it boils down, and then we'll see how it applies in daily life. And we're going to learn some surprising things that I forgot about, actually, or maybe wasn't aware of, about Shabbos. And I would just say this. Sometimes I find that, you know, you learn something, and I think it's very laudable, you learn something, and you want to do something new. But you have to sort of, there's a way to ease it into family life, I would say. You know, because people, I find, have a difficult time adjusting to change. So when I come home and I say, oh, I learned this and you have to do something new, even if my family, you know, wants to do those things, sometimes it's hard to do something in a different way than you always were used to doing that. So just be aware of that, you know, and the rabbi said, this is true, we might have said that we should do it a different way, maybe model it first, instead of announcing it, you know, or something to that nature, mm-hmm. And you'll find a little bit less resistance, I hope. But I think it's important to be sensitive to family members who've been doing something a certain way for their whole lives, and all of a sudden you say, well, the rabbi said you have to do it this way. It's hard. And realistically, you have to realize it's hard, and that people have a difficult time adjusting to change in anything in life, and halacha is the same way. Even if their intentions are good intentions, you have to be aware of that. Okay. Yeah. Any more papers? We need some sharing. I made 20 copies. Okay. 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 Says the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. Hakosef shtei osios behelam echad. If one writes two letters in one state of unawareness, and the word helam means, in the language of the Gemara, language of the Mishnah, means in one state of awareness. I know it's Shabbos, and I know that writing is not permitted. Right? If I know both of those things and I do it on Shabbos, then chayav. Mm-hmm. Chayav means what? In the language of the Mishnah, chayav, you're obligated to do what? Liable for what? Liable to bring a korban. Right. Right. So if I what? A korban chatas. Right. Now, your pen for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If I take this pen and I write these two letters, aleph, bet. So I've just written the word av. Right? If you do that, you have to bring a korban chatas in the Beis HaMikdash. You violated a D'oraisa. What if I write A-N? Those two letters? Same thing. What? Same thing? Does it matter what language?
No.
No, it does not matter what language. What if I... This is a tricky... Well, let's go on. Okay. Chayav. Kasha bidyo. If I write it in ink with ink, or sham, chemicals with sikra, bikumus ubikantom, gum and with calcanthum. Anybody have any calcanthum lying around the house? I have no idea. I have no idea. What's a calcanthum?
No.
Chalk.
No.
I need a pharmacist.
Like chalk.
Like calcum. Okay. Fine. Like chalk. Okay. Did you say? You said it very authoritatively. You know that perfect.
I said.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Or anything that makes an impression. Al shnei ketalei zavios. on two walls of angles. Vashne luche pinkas, or two boards of a writing tablet. Vehe nehagim ze'in, then they're read together. Then chaya. But if I took the pen, right? If I took the pen, I wrote an aleph on one page and a bet on another page. They're not written together. I wrote two individual letters. Then you're not chayav. But am I permitted to do that on Shabbos? No. The fact that you're not, we're talking about d'oraisas. You know, we're talking about things that are usher midaraisa. Okay. So you still can't do it. Hakol seiv al bisaro. What if you write on your skin? You know, you want to write down a phone number. You write it on your hand.
It's the same.
Is it the same?
Yeah.
Chayav. Correct. Very good. Hamisareit al bisaro. If one scratches in his flesh. What if I take the knife and I have to, I don't have a pen, so I've got to write my...
Where's she at?
What?
That's Torah prohibition.
Well, you can do it. No. I mean, you can write on there, it's going to show, like, red on your...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it.
Anybody ever read that
with your name?
You know, less Harry Potter?
You just violate it.
You know when you write on Harry Potter and, like, he was writing and then it would come out on his skin? You didn't read the last one? With that, there was one of them where he... Nobody reads Harry Potter? You don't, okay, whatever.
Life goes on.
Life goes on. By the way, you're not allowed to do... you're not allowed to do that anyway. Well, Chavalah, writing, and writing. What else?
Tattooing.
Cutting is Chavalah, the same thing.
Listening.
If you got my shirt dirty, then it would be Tovea, right? So I have to get my shirt out of the way. Staining, right?
You know, dying.
Dying, yeah, right. Dying. And then also probably dying.
Smearing.
Okay. So don't do that. That's not a good idea. Okay. Rabbi Elezer, Mechayev Chatas. Rabbi Elezer declares him liable for a sin offering. Rabbi Yehoshua Poter. Shir says, not Chayev Chatas. Why not? No. Poter means, even if the base of Midrash was around, you would not be obligated. Why not for... I don't know, writing your girlfriend's name in your arm with a knife?
You were in the state of unawareness.
No, you're in the state of awareness.
What?
Oh, correct. No, it's that's permanent.
It might be a fingernail.
It's permanent. It'll heal up. If you write it, it'll stay, right?
Yeah, if you kept...
If you kept keeping it, it'll stay forever.
I thought they were saying, like, right.
Gene Shrem, Dr. Shrem is correct. The Rabbanan forbade you to do something in the normal way. Mm-hmm. We've learned this a number of different times. To do something, there's something called the shinoi, and doing something in the abnormal way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're pretty abnormal if you're going to write somebody's name in your arm or the like.
Maybe a knife or just like your fingernail or something. You can make an incision in your nail.
You're saying to write like this, to write Mike. Like that?
Usher,
you can't really do it. Yes, it is. Actually, seriously, scratching yourself is only usher in the state in a way of mourning, as a symbol of mourning. Right? A person is also not allowed to injure himself. Why is a person not allowed to injure himself? Very good. It's not your body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a very important halakhic principle. Your body does not belong to you. It belongs to God. So you're not allowed to scratch yourself anyway. If you had a reason to, you certainly would be allowed to. Can somebody give me a good example of why he's allowed to cut himself?
Smallpox vaccine.
Yeah, whatever. Let's say your arm is stuck under a boulder and you have to, right. You know, whatever. We've all heard that news story. Okay. Fine. So what have we learned? That in order to violate midoraisa, the violation of writing is two letters next to one another in the written in the normal way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we're going to see what is the definition of writing, what is the definition of letters, all of these things we're going to see. This is just the mission of the
first. It needs to be in a permanent way.
In a permanent way. Okay. Right, it has to be, for the midoraisa, it has to be in a permanent way. Now obviously, the Rabbanan were going to come along and try to ensure that you didn't have this problem, that you didn't... we'll get to that. What do you think? That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mishnah 5. This is in Perkei Bet, chapter 12. Kata b'mashkim. Let's say I wrote with a drink. B'mei peiros. So how would I write with a drink or with a juice, fruit juice? How would I do that? I take my... No. All right. R-A. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to drink that drink. Can you see it?
R-A, yeah.
Can you see it? R-A, right? You can write with the drink if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can do that. So if I did that, B'nai Peiros.
If it's colored, better.
What?
If
it was colored, it would be even better, right. B'nai Peiros with... But this is temporary in nature. I'm going to leave this and we'll see what happens to it.
Depends what to do it on.
What?
That's not temporary.
It doesn't have to be temporary, but it also...
Depends what you do it on.
Okay. But everybody can admit that it could be temporary or it could be permanent. Okay, B'nai Peiros with fruit juice. Avak Drachim with dust off the roads. The Avak HaSofrim with dust of scribes. Ubechol davar she'enu miskayim. Anything that's not lasting, patur. Patur means?
It's okay.
Mike, what did you say? Not okay. What did you mean?
It's
you can get away with it.
No,
it's not a violation of the Raisa.
It's not a violation of the Raisa. Patur always means patur, aval, aser. So I want to show you in the Mishnah. You can't write with a drink, with fruit juice, with dirt, with dust, with anything that's not lasting. You're not allowed to form letters in order to write. Even though it's patur, it's still aser, it's still prohibited. And we're going to see where this comes up. Lachar yado, biraglo, bipib, ubamarpiko, right? Whatever it is, behind his hand, unless you want to write backwards, with your foot, with your mouth, or with your elbow, right? You take the pen in your mouth and you're going to write with your elbow, okay? Or, one second, kasav os achas samach lichtav, if I wrote one letter close to the written, or kasav agabek sav, let's say I write on top of something already written, or niskavi lichtav ches, kasav shnei zainim. I want to write a ches. So in the Torah, writing, a ches is like, it's really like two zions that's connected. So I wanted to write a ches, but instead I wrote the two zions, and I forgot to put the thing in the middle. Right, you see? This is a ches. I mean, I'm not a scribe, so it's not exactly what it looks like. But you have to write two letters, and then you connect it to make a third. So I really wanted to write one letter, but I ended up writing two letters. So my chayav d'oraisa. Let's see one second. Or echad ba'aretz ve'echad ba'korah. One I write on the ground, one I write on a plank. Or kashav asnei katei habayit. Or I write it on two walls of the house. Or al shnei dapei pinkas. I write it on two pages. Ein nagin zein den. They're not connected. Pater. All of those things are pater avalasa. By the way, why would you write on your house? Anybody know? Why would a person write on his house? What? Right. Have you ever seen construction? Construction before while they're still doing it?
Number one.
Right. They very often will do markings and write things on the walls to make sure that they know where the fixture goes or where.
You shouldn't be in there.
Yeah. Okay. All these things you shouldn't be doing on Shabbat. He said, "You're right. You're absolutely right." So when it's patur aval asher, so all these things are asher. So what I just did. You're not allowed to write a letter in squirt on Shabbos. One is not permitted to do that, because that would be, and it's before in the Mishnah. You know, I'm showing you ancient texts, and it's explicit. Yeah?
What about finger signing if you're not conversing with someone who's deaf and dumb?
Oh, you mean, is that us? Is that right?
Just to be,
you mean sign language?
I was doing shul when we were kids. On Shabbos, that's what we did, the signal across the...
That's sure. Now, look at that. We just had Doris. Nowadays, you just walk tall to one another and talk. No, that's not writing.
No,
that's communication.
It's a normal way of communicating.
It's better than talking in chalk. Right. No, that's not writing. We're talking about the malacha is writing,
okay.
Is putting down something in writing. By the way, where is this in the Mishkan? When did they do this in the Mishkan? When do they write? Correct, absolutely correct. Remember, the Mishkan was made of different planks that had to be put together in order, like your sukkah. Everybody has a sukkah, knows this one goes to that one, knows that. Yeah. So that's how they did it. They had to write. So in order to build the Mishkan, they needed to write. So therefore, tziva, writing is not permitted. Page 2, please. We go to the Rambam. That's the Rambam. So I'm just quoting some of the Rambam, not all of it. You already get a sense. There's no need to repeat the things that the Rambam says. Hakosei bismolo, someone's writing with his left hand, o la'achar yado, or behind his back, biraglo bepibu bimarpeko, pater. Right? All these things. He's writing in a normal way. Why is this halacha important, by the way? Why is this halacha important? It could be very, very important. Anybody know? So let's say, for example, you're a woman, obviously, and you're giving birth to a child. So you say to yourself, you are 6 centimeters dilated, and you say to the doctor, give me the epidural. And they say, we'd love to give you the epidural, but
you have to sign.
We will not do anything until you sign. Okay? What? Oh, babe, they're not going to do it all. It happens to be Shabbos. This happened to us 3 times. Actually, it happened to us twice. And the third time, what?
You need to write it.
So the epidural, a woman who is giving birth, remember, what is the situation of a woman who's in labor? What's her halachic status? Cholesh yesh bo sakana. Her life is in danger. She can do what she needs to do in order to administer medicine. But, she should not violate a diaraisa if there's another option for her. So what should you do? Shine it with the shinoi, with your other hand. I'm a lefty, shine it with the righty. Right? So you have to know. Why? Because that's not to be a raisa violation. It's a derabbanan. You're always looking to minimize. And I think what Nina did is she just shined it with the right hand and she just like sort of scribbled on the page. You know?
Yeah.
They don't look at, you know, right? They don't really look at that, what you sign. Like, yeah.
If you know ahead of time, if you want to have to go, can you come in with me?
We had pre-registered. You can pre-register, but you can't, in order to administer care that day, I think they make you sign. And they are not flexible. They, you know, everything else they were very good about. The admission, they didn't care, but they will not do any invasive procedure without a release. We live in a very litigious society today. Yeah, we live in a very litigious society.
I'm Yom Kippur, and I don't remember us signing anything.
Wow.
You don't remember anything about that day.
you know,
I never
to the point where he said she needs a cesarean
off
the
emergency. Really? Oh, well, that was, I think they make you, I mean, nowadays. You guys will let us know. They make you sign, right? They make you sign, didn't they? They make you sign. Okay. So it's important to know that.
That's not the same
thing. I'm even blocking it out.
And they won't do an epidural because it's not a life-saving procedure. A cesarean is.
Without a release.
There's a big difference what they'll do.
Well, if you are there, they probably won't do it unless you sign either.
You have to sign also. We don't just punch us.
Yeah. Okay.
Boom, I'll be
the right, so now you know. So that's the appropriate way to do it. Okay. Let's go on. Iter, let's say you're left-handed. Shekasha b'yamino. So if you're left-handed and you write with your right-handed, shilo kismo koladam. So my right hand is your left hand. Again, pasur. It's not a right-handed thing. It's your right hand. The imkasha bismolo, but if I'm a lefty and I write with my left hand, then chayav. Makes a lot of sense. Okay? Ba'asholid v'shtey yada b'shava. What if you're truly ambidextrous? B'kasha b'im b'yamino b'im b'smolo. Either right or left.
You can write differently. I mean,
use different. Don't use your hand.
Right. So then you should hold it. I mean, you should do it with a shino. You do it like, you know, you write it like this. Or, you know, put it in your elbow or put it in your, you know. There's plenty of ways to write with in an abnormal way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get to Tesh Vav.
Mm-hmm.
Ein ha-koshev chayav, so you're not chayav a korban, ad sh'yichtov b'divar ha-roshem v'omed. So the two qualifications for D'oraisa are, it has to be roshem, it has to be something that makes an indentation, impression, v'omed, and it's permanent. Kagon like D'o, ink, ushkor, or black stuff, sikra, and all this stuff. Okay? Also, the yichtov al davar shemizkayim haktav alav. And it has to also be writing on something that will hold the writing. Like what? To go on the fourth line in Tesvav. Like or, like skin, or cloth, parchment, or paper, niyar, or eitz, or wood. Aval hakotia b'davar she'ein rishuma omed. Like if you write with something that doesn't stay, kagon mashkin. See, this is familiar. I'm just showing you how. I like to show you how the Mishnah for the Rambam, like a drink, like liquid, or baked peyrot or fruit juice, or oshikata b'diyo kiyote bo al ale yirakot. Or let's say you write it on vegetable leaves, so that it dissolves. It won't stay. V'chol davar she'eino omein, then pater, then you're exempt. Eino chayiv ad sh'yichta b'davar ha'omein. Al davar ha'omed. Oh, you're not chayav unless you write on something that stands on something that stands. So therefore, right.
4 hours it disappears.
Correct. In fact, if I recall correctly, there's a place in Israel called Somed. It works at a Gush Etzion, and they tried to create halachically acceptable solutions for physicians and for situations like that. So they came up with a pen that's disappearing ink, because a doctor very often has to write orders, and he has to write down, he must write down things in a file, because, you know, especially when you're writing down, let's say you have an intensive care patient, the next person, you know, one of the problems in medicine is, you go off shift, you leave, the next guy has to go and see what's going on, and if that person would leave, you know, you don't write down the information, that's literally a question of life and death, because they have to know what tests were ordered, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. How about this, the computer?
Why
to put two letters one beside the other typing on the computer.
Computer is an interesting question.
If it's on and if it's everything,
what?
If it's on and everything, you're not turning it on or off.
It's ace. You can complete circuits.
You're not, okay, but the question is it better?
It's better.
Is it better than
writing?
Right, obviously you're not permitted to go and type out a letter to your sister on chat.
No. But for a physician, for example, to write.
See, it's a very interesting question. This also has another ramification for all of us. Does anybody know what the ramification is? That's another example, correct? And also cholamoid.
Sorry?
Chol Hamoed. Writing is a malacha. One is not permitted to do malachos for no reason on Chol Hamoed. People are very cavalier nowadays about Chol Hamoed, but you shouldn't be, right, unless you really need to. But the post can permit somebody to type on a computer on Chol Hamoed. So writing, you know, but it might not cumulatively be better because you're also connecting circuits and you're doing all kinds of crazy things with the computer.
Yeah.
There might be other problems aside from the part of writing. But a good example also is, let's say you have the name of God, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, on your computer. Right? Can you turn it off? Do you have to leave it on forever? What do you think? What? No. In your computer is clearly not a problem. If I have a memory and I know I have a file that has Yud Heh Vav Heh in it, you can clearly erase that.
Okay.
Right? Because it's not in any format. It's in digital form. It's in, you know, ones and zeros. That's not Yud Heh Vav Heh. But what if it's on your screen? So you go to, it happened to me, but it happened to me today. Somebody sent me an email from an evangelical, they wanted me to look at a site to list of kosher symbols. So I go to the kosher symbols, and there's a site with, you know, the reliable kosher symbols, OU, Chavke, you know, Starke, et cetera, et cetera. So I looked, where is this site? It's a Christian missionary place from Missouri. They believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and the Bible says you have to keep kosher. So you got to keep kosher, and the Bible says you have to keep the Sabbath. You got to keep the Sabbath, and they keep the Sabbath day.
So they hold by Triangle K? Just kidding.
No, Triangle K was not on there. It's interesting. The Triangle K was not on there.
Is it their list, or is it a link to?
No, it was their list. It was their list.
Very OV.
OV was on there. It's interesting. So on their insignia is Yud Heh Vav Heh and Yeshua in Hebrew.
Wait.
Oh boy.
It's on my computer. No, it's on my computer. Maybe I have to leave it on the screen.
No.
Why?
The screensaver.
Why?
Because when you click it,
it
doesn't stay there.
No, because it's not running the pixels. They're not
connected.
It's random.
Correct. Anybody who knows anything about a computer knows that a computer is temporary.
What if they have a high-definition computer?
Yeah, the same thing. The way it works is, a computer is constantly refreshing itself.
Yeah.
Right? It goes faster than your eye can see it. A television is also this way.
Yeah.
It's drawing faster than your eye can see, but it's never permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not there. If you were able to freeze frame it, you would see it's on off. So when you change the screen,
you can see it when you can
sometimes you see
when there's a camera on a video feed, a computer screen.
Oh, right. Then you have a real problem. Yeah, you would.
You ever see a video camera with someone's computer screens on? You know this because camera crashes.
So again, he said this was a total digression, but the older monitors, if you remember the old computer monitors, if you left something on there for a long time, it would burn it in.
Oh, yeah.
So he said if you burned the God's name into your screen, you'd have to put your computer screen in Seamus. You would. All right, you know. But anyway. Well, thank you. So if I recall correctly, Somet came up with this idea of disappearing ink, that it would disappear after 24 hours, right? But it's not Shel Kayama. So therefore, you could write down your orders, and then you'd write down the notes, and then you better remember to go back and transcribe your notes later on.
For doctors on a medical procedure.
Oh, yeah.
It couldn't be anyone else.
No. It's usher. It's not permitted, but because of the need, then you would, you know, obviously it depends on the situation. It's less usher. Right, well said. Less usher. Okay. What?
It
depends on what the medical problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard unless you're in like, you know, Beker Holim Hospital in Israel, where you set the rules, where firm people set the rules. You know, if you're like an attending in Beaumont, so you might, you know, you're at the ER and some kid has, I don't know, strep throat, right? So you're expected to take notes on strep throat. That's not a life-threatening situation, so it's tricky. It's very hard. It's really hard, you know, and you have to deal with it. Yeah.
This is a very dumb question.
I'm going to ask anyway.
Some people consider their
kids,
their kids, their kids. What if
I feel
different
than you? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the life and the death of a pet would not be Dokashakis.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
Yeah, I understand. I understand that people are connected to their animals. And I think that's a nice thing, but you have to, there's always in Judaism a hierarchy of priorities.
Bummer for spot.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, it's serious. People take their relationship with their pets very seriously. But at the same time, you know, this pet gets sick, Shabbos is a higher priority even than the life of the pet.
What if it's a seeing eye dog for a blind person?
That's different.
I mean, what kind of issue?
I don't think so.
Because not being blind is considered dying. And if you
no, no, okay, I don't want to get into it.
Okay, there
might be, but we digress.
It might be a more complicated
area.
Yeah.
I'm
not calling
more
lucid
writing. Like for a profession like
that. No. So we'll talk about it. Ask me separately. I don't want
to. Okay.
Yeah. Right now, if you have to go work, you have to do work. You know, there are certain parameters within which a person is permitted to do work, permitted to do certain things on Chalamoid. But in general, let's say on Chalamoid, you decide I want to write the crossword puzzle. You know, is that considered something that's necessary on Chalamoid? Okay. So we're going to turn to the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam is written by Rishon. I don't remember. Anybody tell me? Anybody remember who it was? Gene, do you remember? Who wrote the Chaye Adam? Rabbi Gansfried, maybe? Rabbi Gansfried? Is it Akron? I don't remember. I should know this. Okay. This is Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay, the top one is Hilchos Yom Tov. Hamachatech, somebody who cuts. The Hamishartate. The Shartate is to draw indentations. The Hakosev, and somebody who writes. The Hamochek, and someone who erases. Komash Asab Shabbos, Asab Yom Tov. This is Hilchos Yom Tov. So it's forbidden on to write on Shabbos. It's forbidden on to write on Yom Tov. V'lachein. Therefore, Ab Alpi de Mutar Lalush V'le'afod B'Yom Tov Komash Tzarich. On Yom Tov, are you allowed to bake? Yeah. You're allowed to knead? Yes. Aval Asur Lachkok B'Difus B'Isa Ezit Sura. Let's say you want to make a cake. So you say to your son, I'm going to make your birthday cake. I'm going to make you a Bob the Builder cake. So that you're not permitted to do on Yom Tov.
What is it? To do what?
To use a form or a shape,
yeah.
Right? Any type of form or image.
You can use
to cake to make no. Well, a mold for what? What kind of mold? You know what I'm saying?
We have a
fish mold. You couldn't do.
No.
What kind of mold?
Poo mold. It's
like a bunt mold.
I think a bunt mold is just is an assort. I don't think that would be considered a mold. What? No, I don't think that would be considered a mold.
You're talking about
a cookie cutter. You could not do. Correct. A cookie cutter. You could not do.
Okay.
Right. What is the other cookie cutter? Let's help. He'll explain. Yeah. One second.
This is a circle.
One second. Here, Ulefiza, skip to the second line from the bottom. Ulefiza, according to this, Asher Lasos Lekach. What are Lekach?
Cookies.
Cookies, good. Right? Like Lekach?
Lekach. Yeah, Lekach.
Yeah, black and white. Right? Okay. Bedefus, you can't make Lekach. Yeah, right. With a print, with a stamp that has a certain kind of shape. Venera Lee, it seems to me that filu biyad asur lasos kain min ha'isa, min suras of shar sura. You can't make a form when you're cooking. So what do we usually do? Right, you have a couple cookies left. So we make an S for Simcha and a B for Bezalel. No, you want to make letters out of them. That's a standard thing to make out of like cookie dough or whatever, or cake or whatever. So similarly, you're not permitted to do that on Shabbos, and that's something that people would not be aware of. So, for example, one of the things that every Rebbe brings down is you ever see, you know, like the caterers, they come in and they'll make a flower out of an orange. That's supposed to do that. So what you're certainly not allowed to do is, you know, I don't know how I'm not good at this, but, you know.
Make a fancy wedge like thing.
What? Don't carve a pumpkin. So I want to make a rab. If I want to make people to know, this is Rabbi Spolta's orange. So I put an R A. You can see that, right? That's writing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pass it along for sure. No, that one I'm not going to. Don't worry, that came home on one of my kids' projects. So I don't know how long that orange is going to last.
Did you get the pictures?
Yeah, they didn't come out. But okay. So you're not permitted to do that. So you're not allowed to, even with food. You're not allowed to make writing out of food. So let's say sometimes you take a really big cake and you want to make a big letter out of it.
Mm.
You know, for Sandra, you're going to take her big cake and carve out an S out of the cake. It's a pretty common thing to do. You wouldn't be permitted to do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov because it's considered like you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a very interesting thing that people were not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'm so confused. If you have a taped pen that's in a shape.
Yeah. Like what shape? No, like a fish shape. So I was thinking his bundt cake is a normal cake, right?
There's a Winnie the Pooh mold.
What? Oh, the Winnie the Pooh mold for sure you couldn't do. Right.
So a regular circle or squares.
Yeah, regular shapes are permitted, but like a Winnie the Pooh mold, like on Yom Tov, you would not be able to do.
An image.
What about then a circle? What cookie
cutter? No. You take a cup. You could take a cup and make a circle. Right. That you've been permitted to do. Regular shapes you could. I was making knedlach once. I got tired of round knedlach, so I made pyramids and squares. It came out. Try it. It was really neat. Yeah, and then I started doing X's and O's. They didn't come out so well.
Okay.
Yes.
A
square, a circle, even a triangle.
No, permanent.
What's a regular shape? I don't know what that means.
Write that down. Write it down.
Doesn't matter, it's not permanent.
Write it down.
Doesn't matter.
Aviva, I'm not kidding. Write it down.
Brother, but in the cookie.
Here. Use my Dagny Doodle.
Not permanent.
Right.
Yeah. If you can calculate the area of it without
I was going to say, if it appears in the simple shapes in the Microsoft Word art,
that's cute.
You're chewing the letters? Yeah, permitted.
Because
you're not in the
form. You can put
Excellent. Okay, a very excellent point. G makes an excellent point. If you chew alphabet letters, right, let's say you're eating alphabets. So it's not a problem to eat alphabets, but what would be a problem? Where's my Cheerios? It would be a problem to rearrange your Cheerios in such a way that you're spelling out somebody's name. Not only that, Rabbi Arivian writes, one would not be permitted to do... Oh, whoa, sorry. Okay. To do the following. These are all O's. But let's say I'm making a cake, or I'm making a whatever. Oops. And I want to make, you know... No, not a square. I want to make my letters. Right? And I've never seen anybody actually do this. But, you know, you're not permitted to do that. Because if you recall, the Mishnah said, even like dirt or dust, you can't take dirt or dust and draw... So you're certainly not permitted to take Cheerios to make my big R. And then, you know...
Did you make it into a shape?
What?
Did you make it
into a shape? Like what kind of shape? Like a circle? Like a decoration?
A star?
I think a circle you for sure could. A star? I don't know.
It's not a letter.
But it's a shape, though. No. We can talk about it. It's not just letters. Yeah.
You find a birthday shape.
That's not writing. That's erasing. Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week.
You got to do it.
Yeah, well, well said. Okay. Okay. So you see my R? You see my R? Right? It's not permanent, but it involved the act of forming a letter. Okay, so even though it's not permanent, it doesn't involve the act of forming a letter.
It's one letter.
It's still the Rabbanan.
Oh,
rabbinically, it's prohibited. So you're not permitted to do that on Shabbos. You can't take, you know, chocolate chips and put it in the cake in a shape. And some people, I think that they could do that. Oh, I couldn't use icing, but I could do chocolate chips. Would that be better? No, that's not better to form the shape of a letter, even though it's not permanent. Yeah, I'm done.
Many times I've seen, when I saw the word mazel tov, it's been cooking, like a man, a guy, a lama, and they'll spell it out, and it says mazel tov.
Yeah. What, to put them together?
Right, spell out the word.
Mm-hmm. And they're just sitting on a plate.
Right.
I think that you'd probably have to do that before Shabbos.
With a Scrabble issue.
Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. Are they just sitting there?
Well, eventually the
younger
kids will eat, you know.
It'll last that long. Are they just sitting there?
It's temporary.
Are they laying out there or they're connected?
Right.
They're stuck. Just sitting on a plate.
Each letter is separate.
Okay. All right. I mean, that might not be a problem. We'll see in a second. We'll see. I think that should be okay. Says Chai Adam, the bottom of Chazor's 4. What?
How are you?
No, you can't do it this week. Well, that you could do, I think, even next week. Okay. Also, l'chaber osios shel keshef l'parochet u'kiyotzei bo. So I guess in those times, in the shul, they would, you know, instead of being, they would somehow put the parsha up letter by letter on the parochet. So they would do something. They would have these silver letters. Mm-hmm. And in the shul, you know, this week.
Oh, that was time then, my parents' shul.
Really?
They put up the numbers of they put up the number of what page you're on.
With magnets?
With magnets, with the numbers.
Really? That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yes, it is.
Well, we can do both things.
Well, that is very interesting.
Wow.
What? I didn't say that.
With magnet numbers.
With magnet numbers?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see a tshuva from Rav Moshe about that in a minute. Okay, so let's see. I'm not going to judge any rabbis, but I don't know who the rabbi is.
Yeah.
What?
You've been judged for your
name. Okay, not by me. So you can't take these lechaber otiot shel kesef laparochet v'kayotzei bo. Right, you're not allowed to attach it to parochet. The Nira Li, so here's what he says though: diyichabrim ayudei machat derech shnei nekavim levad. You can attach them with a pin and two holes. Meaning, he says you're allowed to do it in a non-permanent way. Then it's not permanent. It's not going to stay forever. It's going to fall. Look at what he writes. So how should you do it? Do it with your left hand. So you should put it up with your left hand. Okay? Okay? So I would say to you, if you were going to see where Moshe writes about this, It would be a good chumra not to do that, I would say, but you know, you have yesh ami bismol, because what would magnets? How permanent are the magnets?
Yes, but curious how permanent are.
No, but writing here, you're taking something and forming the shape of a letter.
Yeah,
in this case, I have letters that are already formed.
Yeah.
Okay,
forming a word.
Right. Yeah. So I want to take my letter and I'll form a word. So I'm going to take that and put that there, and I got ah. Right? I just wrote the word up. We used to do that, by the way, in high school. This is a great trick. If you had like a secular test going on, so what you would do is you know teachers always write do not erase. So we would write you know integer in Hebrew. We would transliterate our Hebrew into Hebrew. And leave all the answers on the board, you know, and then do that erase. The people come in, she Hebrew, which you know, say, oh, do that erase, okay, and there you go. How can I listening, Mrs. Wolf? I don't really, What?
Mr. Lyons
is too smart for that. He wouldn't take anything. Yeah. Anyway, you tried to do that too, didn't you? No. What?
He's all kinds of colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What?
Maybe
Yeah. Well, cheating is never prosper. That's what I say. I say it now, of course, you know. Let me see one second.
You were some school you want to.
I do want rabbinical examples. Here. Magic slate, etch a sketch. Here. Rabbinic, two of the examples. Let me see if I can find it. One may not decorate a cake by forming a design with a whip topping. Okay. A design.
Design in general.
One second. Oh, no. I'm looking for this example of the toys. If I can find it.
Let's say you want to use this tree from a hand.
Yeah.
Can you make it into
you can't write letters.
The whole hand thing on Sabbath is.
I actually spoke to a postman today about it. Who said it was okay?
Because it says on there that you should consult your rabbi before using.
I allow it.
Okay.
That was easy.
Can you make it into a... I've seen people like...
Making it just a round?
The problem is it's not working.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's decorative molding, but I don't think that's writing. What? It's not writing. I said I don't think that's writing.
Very temporary.
Not a matter of permanent or not. You're not allowed to form letters or like an intricate design, but here you're just going around or whatever on the sides. I don't see that as being a problem. I saw these letters here somewhere.
There's no rule yet that it has to be for immediate use. You can't put it back in the fridge.
What?
With the whip cream.
Oh, okay. Let's get to that in the end. Okay. Okay. So you'll see that even attaching something in a permanent way is a problem of writing. You know, people often have these letters on the boards and they make words or whatever, they rearrange them.
So,
don't do that on Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unless, you know. What? Right. The difference here is that it is magnetic, that it has some level of permanence. These are pretty weak. These are pretty weak. Well, let's see. Okay, I have the Mechaber, the Mishabura in on page 3, and the English is on page 4. I'm sorry I couldn't put them one next to the other. I forgot. Okay, but I actually got you English for this one. Right. I find English very hard to read, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yesh Mizahir says the Mechaber. Now, he doesn't write about kosher, but writing, because I think that he felt, and I think rightfully so, most people don't write on Shabbos. I mean, in the normal situations, right, it never comes up. So he only wrote about it in situations where it would come up. Yesh li zahir, you should be careful, shalom lichto be'etzba'o b'mashkin al ha-shulchan o be'efer. Right? Don't write with your hand in a drink on Shabbos. Don't play tic-tac-toe. Don't, you know, that's just something that somebody might do, so be careful not to do that. Ramah, Ava mutar mirshom ba'avir kamin otiyot. Right, you're allowed to write in in the air. You're allowed to do that. That's not a problem. You're not writing anything permanent. You can also do what letter am I writing on your kid's back? That's permanent also.
Mm.
That's a fun game we enjoy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Mishnah Berura, the Chafetz Chaim, takes this opportunity. He decides. He says, I'm gonna write about writing in general, because the Mechaber doesn't write about writing. And I only included, it's a very long essay. It looks like I included a lot of it. I actually didn't include a lot of it. I included maybe a quarter of it. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berura, Ba'avir, in the air, Hu Hadin, he says, Imolech ve'etba'o al daf naguv. If I move my finger on a dry piece of paper, right? So I want to show you something. So I say it's, Rabbi, just on a dry piece of paper. You can do that too. You're not making any indentation. There's nothing permanent. That would not be a problem at all. Okay? Gam Kain Shar is permitted. Why? Since its writing is not recognizable, it's not comparable to drink or afer or dirt. Now, what is a good example when you would write on something that's dirty or something that's, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it here.
No, cars, windows.
Yeah, with the snow on the windshield, and the windshield with snow or something like that. Oh yeah, on the condensation.
Did I get it?
No.
All right, that's pretty weak. I tried. I think you brought the ice. I think that's pretty impressive. Okay. But it happens very often. What do kids do when there's a glass, when they have a little extra glass of condensation? They write on it, right? So adults don't do that, but it's worthwhile to educate your children in a gentle way. We try to be careful about writing. Okay. The Agav, and since we're talking about this already, I'm going to tell you some of the rules about writing and erasing. What is Daraisa? And that which is exempt but forbidden. Is it okay? Can you follow between the English as we go along? You're okay. Okay, why? Because the Shulchan Aruch was very short. He didn't really draw it out. Aleph. One, Ein HaKosin Chayev Ad SheYichdo B'Davar HaRoshin V'Omeid. You're only Chayev D'Oraisa on something that you write in permanent way. Something that is permanent and it remains. Mm-hmm. Like ink and what's it called? Black stuff?
Charcoal.
Charcoal or Shikra or red. Or Kumus. What's Kumus?
Tree resin.
Tree resin. Oh. Or Me'af Fachim.
Walnut.
Or what's Kankantum?
I don't know what's this.
What did he say?
Vitriol. What's that?
What does that mean?
I thought that's when you speak with anger. Yeah, I don't know.
Vitriol.
Et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So let's skip. I want to skip down to Zion. Next column, 7.
Okay,
skip to number 7. Hakote bismol olacha yado. If you write with your left hand or behind your back in a backhanded way. Or biraglo, skip the parentheses. Or with your foot. Or with your mouth. Or with your... Elbows, patur. Why? You're exempt. Nivnesha ain derech hitiva b'kacha. That's not how normal people write. Umikol makol. Nonetheless, isura yes afilu b'raglo b'chihai gavna. It's still forbidden. So we said permanent, right? But I cannot, and you shouldn't let your kids do this either. You're not allowed to, this thing's broken. You're not allowed to write with these either. Even though you say, hey, Rabbi, am I really writing? What am I doing when I do this? Do anybody know?
Yeah, it's pulling all the
metal. Pulling off, right? There's dust.
Yeah.
There's dust.
It's like iron.
I'm just gonna erase it.
Iron dust. Yeah.
Right. So nonetheless, I'm using my magnet to pull up iron dust. Mm-hmm. But clearly, I'm writing. I mean, that's clearly writing. Mm-hmm. I don't. That's not D'Oraisa, right? It's D'Rabbanan because it's not permanent.
Does it have to be a letter? Can it just be a?
What's there? Drawing.
It does not have to be a letter. Any drawing, anything, which is why you couldn't make that Bob the Builder cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Winnie the Pooh cake or whatever.
Wow.
It's any shape or any form. Okay? Which is interesting. As we're going to see. Right, but that's, I don't think that's a form. That's a very simple shape.
What about sand? Like,
so you can't have sand, then you can draw a circle.
You're probably not permitted to draw it because that would be derech ktiva. The rabbis didn't permit you to take a pen and draw something in a writing way. But if it was a writing like with your cake, then you would be permitted to make a circle. Okay. Yeah.
I had a really unique situation a long time ago when I was litigating. My mother, he came on a Friday night. So we were ready to have a goy there to decide all the paperwork. Is that really, what if you are a big child? What if your child is arriving on a Friday night? What do you do? What's the best way to handle it? Have a boy sign your paperwork?
That sounds pretty much ideal. That sounds like your best options. But, when it comes up, we'll have to talk about it. I don't want to give you the answer because that's a very specific situation. Okay, in the middle of 7, skip to 8 because you've seen all these things. 8, chet. Okay. Haroshim Rishamim Bitsuros, if you make marks or shapes, forms, the kotel in the wall, Bishashar Ukiyotzebehem, what is that said? With what?
Vermilion.
With vermilion and things like that.
The same.
What's vermilion?
Nobody know.
You don't know? Come on, I'm counting on you. Okay. Kederach shat sayarim roshim, like the painters, like the artisans do, right? So now you're making, so you'll see that. It's not just writing. You know, let's say you're painting or you're making swirls and indentations in the wall. You know, like you're making an artistic effect.
So graffiti's out.
Graffiti is out, right? Harezet toledet kotev, it's an offshoot of kotev, but chayav mishum kotev. Okay, the im oset tsura bekli tsura, and if you're making it with a utensil like that, afilu osa miktasha, even if you do some of it, chayav mishum makir bepatish. Makir bepatish means completing a form. We're going to talk about that well later on. Okay. Now I'm going to skip down a little bit. Asho lechaber otiot shel kesef leparochet. One is not permitted to take letters of silver and attach them to the parochet. Where do we see that? In the Chaye Adam. Now, learning halacha is a matter of seeing how the rabbis filtered down earlier sources into later day poskim and seeing what applies, how they applied it. So you're very often, what I try to show you in this is, we started with the Mishnah. Remember, we started with the Mishnah that said you can't write two letters. And it filters all the way down to the Rambam, it filters all the way down to the Chaye Adam, and it filters all the way down to the Mishnah Berurah. So you'll see that there's a halacha process going on, everyone quoting the earlier sources and applying it to daily life, and that's really that's why I try to. You see some of the resources being repetitive, but because I want to show you where it comes from. Okay, why do ain kosuf? It's like writing. You can't take it off. It's like erasing. I ain't the chaye adam klal lamed zayin mashakasa b'zayin. Look in the chaye adam. The reason I looked in the chaye adam was because I noticed in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's good to see the original source. Okay, let's skip to, how much longer do I have? Not much. Skip to the Shmir Shabbos, page 5. Okay. I'll just do the English. You can do the Hebrew if you want. One is allowed to play games in which letters, or parts of letters, or of a picture, are placed side by side so as to make up a whole picture or word, provided that this does not involve setting the word or picture in a frame that holds it together, and the various sections are not interlocked and fixed together as they are in most jigsaw puzzles. Okay.
So can we use the same on Scrabble?
Yeah. This Scrabble board is the plain vanilla Scrabble, right? The blue collar Scrabble. Right, no indentation. So when I put my letters down, okay, right?
You're not writing.
No, exactly, right. Well, why am I not, why is that permitted? It's not even like writing, because I'm not placing them in a form, in a frame.
Uh-huh.
They're not held in place, and it's not, there's no permanence to it at all.
Uh-huh.
Low.
So you can.
The problem is how do you count the score?
Really?
Just kidding.
How do you count a score? You get a big, thick book.
Yeah.
But if you have the deluxe version,
you can't use it.
Right. Remember, abacus. If you have the deluxe version,
I understand.
I digress. If you have the deluxe version, though, it'll hold the letters in place. So you're not putting it in. He asked about magnetic. I don't know. You know, it's not a frame, but it is being held in place.
What about the stands for the letters?
Right. So I would probably say stay away from there. Stay away from the magnetic. Okay? I would say stay away from the magnetic.
Well, the problem is in the stand.
Now, I will warn you, what else? No, because it's not holding letters in place. What else is a potential problem in Scrabble?
Ordering. No, it's like...
Right. There's really serious issues of sorting here. Why? Ooh, I got the Z. Okay? What does a person do as soon as he gets his letters?
Try to
what?
Try to form words.
So I've got
try to form words.
So you take you take what you take what you don't want, and you're also even if you're taking what you want, remember it's only out there for immediate use. Here I'm going to try this and try that. I don't know. It's really tricky to play Scrabble without doing blower on Sabbath. I'm going to ask. I have to ask somebody about this because it's. Rena's like, what do you mean? You can't play Rummy Cub either? It's the same problem. Because you have to, you know, without moving things around. What? Right, you're sorting by colors and numbers. So you have to be aware of this. I don't know. I'm leaving it as an open question. You know, can you think of, think objectively. When you get your Scrabble things, what do you immediately do?
Yeah, accommodate the words.
You immediately sort. You're immediately putting them in order.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the question would be, is this considered a mixture or are they considered separate?
But that's not as easy.
Meaning, your out might be that it's not considered a mix. Who knows?
It's for immediate use.
You don't have to sort your cards. The best way, when you play gym, the best way to do that is instead of sorting your cards after you get them, you sort them as soon as you take them.
Right.
You put them in place as you take them. So that's as you pick them up. What? Oh, so you tell me, what about jigsaw puzzles?
No.
Right. Why?
Permanent.
Because they're interlocking. Again, you're creating here. I have two words. What? Like my puzzles on Shabbos? So I was not aware of this, but I just took two letters and I attached them together. Right? You attach. They're pretty attached. Well, they're attached. Then intuitively it makes sense. If you think about it, right, you're creating a form. Even if there's no words. Even if there's no words. No.
I heard you can do it as long as you didn't complete it. You
haven't
been working. That's another one. The final touch.
Right? The various sections are not interlocked and fixed together as they are in most jigsaw puzzles.
But the
that's what he says. Yeah.
What about those puzzles for 1 and 2 year olds where they just pick up a whole?
You know. Also, you have to. You know, he writes in the footnotes. If a kid is playing with puzzles, you know, you have to know where to clamp down. And you know, with kids, you can let the kids do what they do. You know, I wouldn't define if my 4-year-old is playing. Nursery puzzle, I wouldn't necessarily stop him. As he got older, I would probably teach him that that's something we stay away from on Shabbos. You know, like, you have to know where to stop. Okay. Playing with a game consisting of 15 usually movable lettered or numbered squares set in a framed board the size of 16 such squares. Anybody know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little thing you do to move around. Right?
Which one?
The little cheap thing you get as a party favor where you have to make the shape. You know the one you throw away because it's really not worth the time?
You're talking about
cube. You know the...
They're little squares. There's like one missing, so you can...
Okay. And rearranging the squares by moving them within the board is permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So have a party. Have a good time. It is prohibited to make impressions with a rubber stamp to arrange letters. And this is, you know, you can't stamp things. That makes a lot of sense, okay? Don't take a photograph, develop film, or make prints from film. These are things that we wouldn't do anyway. By the way, what if somebody takes a picture? Do you have to get out of the way? No. The answer is no. If a non-Jew is taking a picture, or, for example, you're walking in front of a security camera, sometimes there's no way to, and in today's day and age, by the way, it's impossible to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, as we've seen, even from the terrible news events we've seen, there are cameras everywhere nowadays, just everywhere.
What if the Jews are
impossible to avoid? Of you?
A Jew.
Well, not just you.
I wouldn't post for it. I wouldn't post for it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure not post for it. You know, and
So you're saying the security cameras in the apartment complexes around here are allowed?
I'm not. I mean, if they're your camera, I would probably turn it off.
Right, but it's not yours. So you can walk normally. I think you can walk normally. Yeah.
What about like the hotel cam? Is that turned off on Shabbos? The hotel cam.
I don't know. Check it. You know what? Check it on 3 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon. I don't know. on Friday afternoon, I mean.
Yeah.
27. It is forbidden to write letters or make patterns on a misted or frosted window pane or to wipe them off.
Mm-hmm.
It is forbidden to cut letters or designs into the peel of an orange or other fruit.
Mm-hmm.
See? Or to write with sand and dust or crumbs lying on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things that, you know, let's say you have you come across your cleaning lady, forgot a desk, you know, mm-hmm. she doesn't think that you look down low, and you come down low and there's dust covering a sink. So what do you do?
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. Okay. Let's look at page 6 quickly. So this is from the Shabbos Home by Rabbi Kohn, an art school book. Okay? Puzzles, just what he said. Once you now put together a jigsaw puzzle of any size on Shabbos, it's one. For one forms pictures by combining the pieces. Concerning children playing with puzzles, see children in halacha. So you see, even with children, is, you know, you have to look at it a little differently. Scrabble. Playing Scrabble does not violate prohibition of writing, since one merely arranges letters that are printed on blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, it is forbidden to play this game on Shabbos, since Scrabble players usually write down the score. I don't think so. Not from people, right, no. I would say...
Anytime you have time to play Scrabble, then...
And it's forbidden to engage in a kid. Right, so I don't agree with him about this. I think that the problem is not writing. We're not, you know, we're not using that. You can use as many ways to count the score, but you have to be aware of the borrower issue. I'm surprised he didn't write that. I'm going to call him. Here it is, magnetic writing board. It is forbidden to arrange magnetic molded letters on a metal board. That's a chumrah. I'll tell you that's a chumrah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say forbidden. It's best to stay away from that. We've seen that, remember the Chai Adam wrote that you could put the letters in with a pin? So it's hard for me to say a magnet is worse than a pin.
Let me just tell you that if I were to bring this chumrah up, which I would never even consider doing, the answer I would get would be, if it's a chumrah, is it better to keep a chumrah, or is it better to make sure that everyone in the shul knows where we are and keep up with us?
Well, why do you have to have magnetic ones? Why don't you have non-magnetic ones? Moshe writes, we didn't have time to go through the shuba, but Moshe writes, as long as they're in place, but not, he said they shouldn't be held in place.
What if there's like a little trap or something?
That's fine. Stick them in the trap is fine. As long as they're sitting in place, right, but they're not attached. Like, you don't want like a sticky Velcro board or something like that.
All right,
whatever. Your parents show. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's up to the rabbi. You know, I wouldn't impose my chumras on another rabbi. I'm not going to do that. You have to be very careful. What?
Is Monopoly in there?
Yeah. It's very interesting. When I was a kid, my father didn't like to play Monopoly because the idea of playing money bothered him.
But honestly, you need to order the money.
Nah. According to Halacha, it's perfectly permitted.
Yeah.
But my father always failed. And I couldn't stand it. I got to tell you, when I was young, I resented this from here to the cows. I really resented all my friends playing Monopoly on Shabbos. I couldn't play Monopoly on Shabbos. You know why? Because that's what he felt. You know, and that's the way it works. I don't resent it anymore, but, you know, I don't know. Writing with food. It's chocolate letters. It is forbidden to attach molded letters to a cake. That makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carving food. It is forbidden to carve or mold any food item into a meaningful shape. So you can't carve a piece of melon into the shape of a flower or cake into a letter. Blah, blah, blah. Right, so also he says, don't mold tuna or eggshell into the shape of a fish. Which I don't, you know, why would somebody do that? I don't really know. You know, but if you want to make, you know...
Could you decorate a model of tuna fish?
Yeah. What do you mean? You could decorate it, garnish it, you mean?
Garnish.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just not a form or a shape that's recognizable as such.
Mm-hmm.
Not on Shabbos. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't make it on Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to make it on Shabbos. Okay, have a good week. Have a good week, everybody.